Zimbabwe. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing women's participation in politics. Today, women from various political parties met in Masvingo to discuss some of the challenges they face in electoral politics. But before we delve deep into today's discussion, let's take you to Sudan, where the country is being dragged to the brink of civil war by a power struggle between two men, a career soldier and a former warlord who rose to power under former autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir. David Boyle has more.
Once side by side, two men now stand opposed in a battle that is dragging Sudan to the brink of civil war. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan is the de facto head of state, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo his deputy. The former is a career soldier and the army's chief. The latter, better known as Hameti, a former warlord who leads the country's main paramilitary group.
I am a simple Bedouin man who grew up on the sidelines of Sudan. Didn't get anything from my country except violence.
Hameti started out as a camel trader in the Darfur region before, according to a former assistant, taking up arms after his trade convoy was attacked. He was among fighters who later allied with the government to quash a rebellion that erupted in Darfur in 2003. The militia forces had a fearsome reputation. They became known as the Janjaweed, a term loosely derived from the Arabic for devils on horseback. Around 300,000 people were killed in the Darfur campaign, and 2 million displaced. The International Criminal Court has accused former President Omar al-Bashir of masterminding genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, which he and his government denied, saying that they only targeted rebels. Amid the bloodshed, Hameti caught Bashir's attention. His militia, which morphed into the Rapid Support Forces, became the government's enforcer. Bashir gave Hameti's family and associates free rein to sell Sudan's gold, helping him amass a fortune. But Hameti would later turn on his benefactor when Bashir was ousted in 2019. He secured the post of deputy head of state, technically reporting to Burhan, who cuts a very different figure. He's a career soldier with 41 years of service, mostly under Bashir. Like Hameti, Burhan also rose under the autocratic leader before dumping him when Bashir's star was waning. Burhan says he was one of the military figures who told Bashir to step down. Since then, as the head of a military council, Burhan has made promises of elections and handing over power to a civilian government. His opponents say he's instead put the military firmly in charge. Protests have faced a fierce response from Burhan security forces.
Once we put on these khakis, we have no other path. We do not get startled or afraid. And even if every one of us is dead, we will not be frightened or back away.
As military chief, Burhan controls heavy weapons and the armed forces. But his soldiers are up against Hameti's skilled irregular force that may number, analysts say, 100,000 or more paramilitary fighters. They have already proved a tricky opponent, When bases have come under attack, they have melted away into residential areas, where heavy armor and conventional military tactics lose their advantage. Both men now battle, predominantly in the capital, trying to deliver the killer blow in their power struggle. Instead, they may deliver a protracted conflict and more instability. After decades of autocracy, military rule, and international isolation, Sudan is in danger of seeing its prospects for peace and economic revival go up in smoke.
And from Sudan, we now have breaking news. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire in Sudan.
Good afternoon. We have just finished a meeting convened by the African Union on the dramatic situation in Sudan, bringing together the United Nations, the League of Arab States, IGAD and the European Union, as well as representatives from a number of countries that are deeply committed to solving the crisis. There was a strong consensus on condemning the ongoing fighting in Sudan and calling for a cessation of hostilities. As an immediate priority, I appeal for a ceasefire to take place for at least 3 days, marking the Eid al-Fitr celebrations, to allow civilians trapped in conflict zones to escape and to seek medical treatment, food, and other essential supplies. This must be the first step in providing respite from the fighting and paving the way for a permanent ceasefire. I have been personally engaged in doing everything possible to make it happen. The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured. Fighting in urban areas is particularly dangerous for civilians, including children, who have repeatedly been forced to shelter in schools and evacuate from hospitals under fire. This is completely outrageous. Humanitarian operations are virtually impossible. Warehouses, vehicles, and other humanitarian assets have been attacked, looted, and seized. Targeting humanitarian workers and assets must end, and I remind all parties of their obligations under international law, including ensuring safety and security of humanitarian aid workers.
That there was breaking news which just came in. That was UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking in New York. We are back to the main topic. The Women and Law in Southern Africa organized a meeting to discuss the issues affecting women in electoral politics for them to contest all political positions from council elections up to presidential election. The challenges continue to be a stumbling block for Zimbabwean women since independence in 1980. Some of the female candidates who attended the Mashingo Conference cited lack of financial resources, violence, and sexual harassment. Wilsa told the women attending the conference that it was committed to ensuring that women got the training and support they need to level the playing field with male candidates. Patricia Muganiri of Wilsa had this to say.
And also elect women in strategic positions, Vaskana, kwete ngoti munonzi main wing, ponzi women's wing, ponzi youth wing, kumozara ku women's wing, weba kusina kana power, kuna kana anything, chinoonya sweta kuti, mukwani sawo kuzungi, mine a decision, kana kuti a voice, kuti maitiru arbitwa shinakamira sei. So ipapo I think ngachipa ongorore ipapo, as we work with my political party, that you know that would die, atiru kudada now I. Why don't we also have women? Vanenge vari mapositions wayo kuti vanozonge vachiitwo aiwa isusu madzimai arifo zvakati, but women are not there. Ndopanotangira problem. Saka even kana information kana chii, we are at the mercy of men. They are dominated by men who run, who dictate everything.
That day was VUSA's Patricia Mugani speaking yesterday in Mashingo. Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu amai Febi Mauto vebatore ZANU PF vakati havana kufara nekubatwa kwakaitwa madzimai musarudzo dzemubato ravo dzekutsvaga vachamirira ZANU PF musarudzo dzichaitwa munyika.
Wakanga wadika mauma seu edu anjiji ii waruma tatika tuige uji isu wajiu ocha yo cha iwa wana kumamona kana kulini wakapega wakatapa uche wikana masere wa wakuna kukuda asuchi warume wawepo wakala chikipika waka waka batana wakiti masere wa chana kulini
chana kukuli
chewe na chile ya wacho kutu wakati 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 wakati
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kunengo yeZANU PF amai Febi Mauto vachitaura vari kumasvingo vachitaurawo vakamirira bato reCitizens Coalition for Change amai Tendekai Matara vakataurawo kuti madzimai kuti vaite mushandira pamwe uye varambe nyaya yewomen's quota inopiwa madzimai.
Kuti hapana law enforcement panyaya yegender equality. But in the area of the same, thank you so much for bringing such a Kutisa Pachebo in from different political parties. Shmoti Batira. Yeah, Wapose Mazmai. You saw that you don't wait at Gandanga. Women, it's no commander, the majority, the population. There is no way at no pitch anyone was from a party. Mutemo Chao Chao and end of Parliament. Kanavava Koa, Rachabo, which I don't need our own Mazmai, which Iowa. Isu which is not on the women's court and Chichi. Because not a lot in Yaraza Nacho, which must my Yarava and not even call the Sestana Kupai Kota Mar. You saw Chichi Shoku was a mar at his own Pushiwa. So now we can have a race and all our Nacho Chichi. As a shop without his Susi Batan is the Matsmai. Kana zvimbobvira tinombosendeka zvimapolitical chakuti zvedu zvezve. Pamira mudzimai tikanyatsa kuona kuti aiwa apa apa dhonza rinogona kukweva chaiko chaiko kuziva paunogona kutibudisa. Nokuti ndiri mudzimai wekupatiyo 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 todini? Tosvigira varume havana tsitsi nesu wechokwadi. And they don't want to see us pamberi apo. Vanongoda iwo. Vachititungamirira ngatisumukei semadzimai ndopedzisira ndichitaura nyaya yekuti chigandanga kushaikwa kwemazita inini 2013 ndakavhota neregistration slip zita rangu rashaikwa muvhota sroch imagine ndaenda ndikutoenda kunovhota fortunate enough ndakanga ndiri kujomiki ndiri observer ndapinda tikuti chirega ndidi ndikaste vhoti yangu ndiende kubasa zita rashaikwa ndikazibudai ndikati handibudi ndikutoda kuenda kubasa my slip. Mpurisa katambi ya budaya ndikati ofisa ima mshandu kuziki ndikati ofisa nini nizi I want to cast my vote and go wakango ndirega ndika vota zvimwe zvaita hazvidi kupolitiksa kuzikuru wadzana.
Avo vanga vari amai Tendekai Matara vachitaura vari kumasvingo. Let's now take a break. Please don't go away. Stay with us.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. So please go to VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by our guest, Lynette Mulewe of LEAD, and Amaitende Kai Matara of CCC. Studio 7 tried to include members of the ZANU-PF party. I also spoke to Sesi Mubaya of ZANU-PF Canada, who said she was not available for today's program, but hopefully we will have her joining us in the next programs. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you very much, my name is Mazen. Good evening, Mbabe. Anga acharamba. Asitotanga na Mai Matara. Vangavari kumsangano uyu wachangu vakuona. Matawra mazwi anobata vazhinji. Kuti nyaya idzi dzese matongerwo enyika. Akusi kuenda kuruwadzana. Dzinoda mukadzi akaita sei?
Kunoda mukadzi akashinga. I am a courage.
Taona zvemuchiramba nyaya ye women's quota mati ngaimbomiswa sei muri kuramba nyaya
pandiri kuirambira inini hongu ine paino kuti advantage but ndiri kuona sekuti it's a way of silencing women to demand the 50-50 yatiri kuchemera day in day out sobva tanzi aiwa katinobekipa yakati kuda 50-50 nechakumi neconstituent in a constituency, in a province, in about 26 constituents, for example, in Mashingo. To the good institution, a man of the 26 constituents, every share is done, painting to Mazmai, painting to Amurum. If you say Mazmai, take it to all my UTL, Eskana, the share away Coco, Laruma, the share on my UTL, Echirum. But then we use the quarter. One of the right now, Mazmai, Mimere, because the Minota Mokopi, Amahara.
Maybe if we can just go into English, Mai Matara, we saw you calling on other women. We saw there were members of different political parties, ZANU-PF, LEAD, and other organizations. So what was the response like? Is it possible for Zimbabwean women to stand together and back one candidate, irrespective of whatever party they are coming from?
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible that we think we are still facing these challenges. You know, as women, we are not, we don't have financial stamina. You know what I mean? So we will be contesting with men, we have got bags, we have got money, we are all resources. But with a woman, we have got nothing. What we only have in you is the skills and love to show up to the community. But in terms of financial, that we compete with the woman. I am not going to be able to do it.
Timbulini, Timbushutu. Okanya, this is a marine vessel, a cooking and more in a patchopad.
Mashoko makuku tuiwayo Muzvare Mudewe vesangano relead. Let me go back to Mai Matara. Mai Matara, you heard what Lynette Mudewe is saying of lead, that, you know, there's a lot of name calling, there are a lot of, you know, denigration of women who decide to take up decision making positions, especially in politics. What's your take? You have been there, it seems, a little longer. What's your advice to the younger women that want to come up in politics?
Yeah, the problem is once you get into politics, people just view you with a different eye. That's why we go back to this issue of name calling, labeling, mud cleaning, you know, all those sorts of dirty things will be associated with a woman who wants to be a leader in society. I don't know why men view activists, which are ladies. They just view them like, you know, they are loose, you know, they are not dignified people, but it's the opposite.
Saka point wasei zvamira zvakadaro. Vechidiki vachawanikwa vachizopinda here mune zvematongerwo enyika, uye zvimwe zvamuri kusangana nazvo even imimi magara mune zvematongerwo enyika ndezvipi? Tinoona vezanopf vanga vari kuchema chema pavhidhiyo yatabva kuona vachiti pakawanikwa pachianaunzwa maresults panga pachiitwa zvisina unyatsochena. Muri kuzvionawo here mune mamwe mapato aya anopikisa?
Yeah, tinozviona, but sezvandambotaura kana kuti sezvamanga ndichitaura paworkshop yatanga tiri, kuti zvinoda courage. You should have courage. And you know, this pull your down syndrome. Kuna kuapplya even katiri tichana mai. Kunouya mai vana mai who do not believe that a sister like me can be a leader in a society. So those ladies are fighting the men to fight. Those ladies have the potential to lead. I was saying the lady who was presiding over the workshop was the facilitator. I really think the for bringing such a noble workshop to the ladies. That's what it could be, not financially, but with the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
How we should go about when we are in the community, in our public relations with the community.
Hello, caller, the South Africa Magadi. Hey, taurai tinswe murikunzwa madzimai vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pezvavari kusangana nazvo kana vari kuda kupinda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Taurai tinswe.
I am a little bit of a Chimbo pindavo muzvinzvimbo vezvizvi zvinonzi ndezvevarume.
Zvinokwanisika here? Pane zvamuri kuona ikoko kuSouth Africa zvingakwanisika here?
Handifungi kukwanisika zvinonoda chivindi. Ndinototi vakadzi vazhinji tine kakusha kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Ndosaka ngikiri uchona vakadzi vari vashoma unopinda mumaparliament vakadzi tinosha.
Saka imi mazwe enyeshingiso kune ava varimo vamuri kuona vatiri kutaura navo ndeyekuti chii?
Ini ndoda kutongotoshingisa varimo mukati ava kuti ngavarambe vakashinga vasateerera mashoko evanhu. Ndiko kutoti vatisimbisevo isusu tigozopindawo. Ngavarambe vakashinga. Ndikozi vanhu vachataura mashoko.
Asi imwe nyaya inotaurwawo nemadzimai vari mune zvematongerwo enyika vanoti madzimai semimi hamuzovhoterawo vamwe madzimai kana maenda manje kusarudzo. Zvinofamba sei ipapo?
Ndipo pandiri kutaura kutoti ndopandotaura kutoti vakadzi isusu pandaitaura kuti vakadzi tagara tine problemu yegodo yekuitirana godo pachezvedu isusu tisingasimudzirani. Munhu anopreferia kunoisa vhoti kumurume asingaisi kumukadzi nenhau yegodo.
Aiwa, thank you so much, this is Edna, variku South Africa. Meno kana mune mazwa mukada kutaura varipo, msisa tati muende zvenyu. Aiwa, pakanaka, thank you so much. Miss Mudewe, Lynette, you heard there from our caller. She said she totally agrees with what you said about the name-calling that happens when women get into politics. So, what's the way forward?
Okay, my name is Edna. I'm going to be a power of
the moon.
These are words of wisdom and no batasi pemoye umumi and mantia machendere. Madinai machendere. The neighbor good joker, Capitara Nayo could. Nyaya says a thousand and a chendere edina. He no joker in a denial. Sakatingai Tangova, he ran that Pitaura is in my wing. Mutendere nazo ndinga taane makore tikurukura nezvinyaya iyi kubva 1980 kusvika 2023 madzimai tichingochema nenyaya imwe chete asi nyaya ichingodzeserwa kuti ndisu madzimai vari kutadza kukurudzira
nekusaraedu manji
mumwe mudzimai kuti asiwe handiti saka inyaya yedu madzimai focus yedu ngaiwande ku empowerment ne mental emancipation the madzimai kuti
Thank you so much. You know, to our valued callers and also to our guests. We were lucky today. We actually got through to Zimbabwe. We had the Lynette Mulewe of LEAD and also Amai Matara of CCC. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye in Washington saying let's meet again tomorrow here on Live Talk. You have a very good night, Zimbabwe.